Welcome to the Mama Knows Beauty Business Podcast. My name is Dina. Let's talk raising babies and a beauty business. Do you ever find yourself wondering, how does she do it? Well, you're about to find out. Moms just like you share their secrets to success in the beauty industry and how they make their life and business glow and grow mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Toddlers to teens, taxes to taglines. The real and the raw on mom life and the beauty business. Well, hello and welcome to the show. My name is Dina, and I am glad you are joining me today because I have another very special guest in store for you. I hope you're adjusting to the time change okay. It always takes a bit for everyone to get acclimated, myself included. But I'm kind of excited because I truly enjoy waking up early in the morning. And this little tidbit of change is going to just help me, ignite me to be even more productive in the morning. And I hope it does the same for you. So, on with the show. Like I was saying, I have another very special guest. Emily is her name, and she is joining me from California. She is a mom of two plus one on the way, a creator of a great brow product line, and also a multi-business owner. She's here today to share her journey of growing not one, but two types of businesses. Actually, wait, make that three beauty businesses with littles. So go ahead and grab another cup of coffee or a glass of water. And if you're driving, go ahead and turn that volume up because there's a lot of things you're not going to want to miss. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the show, Emily. I am so excited to have this conversation come to fruition. We have been working on this for a while, and I know it's going to be a good one. So with that being said, will you take a moment and tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Emily. My social media handle is The Brow Fox. Some of you might know me as that. I am a mother of two. I have a seven-year-old. And I have a one-year-old, and I actually have one on the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I somehow found entrepreneurship through the beauty industry. And now I have like three kind of businesses, which is crazy. I own a salon suites that's called The Sweet Spot. I have a product line that's for professionals that they retail. And I also am a service provider. I rent one of the rooms in my sweet spot and I still take clients. So that's
Who I am. So you have a lot of goodness to share. One thing I don't know that I would love to know, did you start this journey before, during, or after having kids?
I signed up for beauty school and found out I was pregnant.
Ooh, there mm-hmm. you go, right?
Yep. And I decided to go anyways. So, before that I was a kindergarten teacher and it was not, I just was like graduated college and found myself right back in beauty school. And I was like, wait, what? I had some friends and I even had a boyfriend who was a hairstylist at the time. And he was like the happiest person ever. And like could set his own schedule so he could go like fishing when he wanted and like do his own thing. And I was like, and actually when I was teaching, there was the owner of this resort that I was working at night. Cause that's what you have to do when you're a teacher, you work multiple jobs. The owner's wife was an esthetician for 26 years and she didn't need to work a day in her life, but she was like, she worked at the spa there. She loved it. She loved her clients. And I was like, you know what? I'm so young. I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to check it out. So I just went for it and I was pregnant and it was the best decision I ever made.
Yeah. So you navigated starting your business, whatever that looked like, after coming out of school or working for somebody with a newborn.
Yeah. So I actually, after I graduated, after I had the baby, I stayed working at that resort that I worked at the restaurant in. I transferred and I worked at the spa. And I thought, okay, that's perfect. As like, I don't want to start my own business right now. You know, when you work for someone else, it's awesome. You don't have to buy the back bar. You don't have to do all the marketing and booking and all of that stuff that takes time away from your home life. And so that was great. But little did I know, when I actually started the position, they 1099'd me. And so for the hours I was there, not booked with clients, I didn't get a paycheck. And I was like, well, that's, and then I got off the insurance. Like, it was totally night and day from when I worked at the restaurant than when I worked at the spa. So that was a little heartbreaking. And probably not legal. So there, I ended up renting a room right down the street from my house. When my daughter, I think it was October. So my daughter was a couple months old. So yeah, I did then start out and she was a couple months old.
That is a conversation that needs to be talked about as a mom working in the beauty industry. I mean, in general, any employee, because of the employee contractor, being a mother, that type of a thing. I think that's so, so important. So I'm not sure you rent rooms, so you don't have, I'm not going to speak for you, but do you have employees or contractors that work under you?
No, I used to. And this business started as something else, like my brick and mortar here. And it was something I feel so passionate about, because from my graduating class, there's only two estheticians that are practicing. And I truly believe that's because most businesses are ran like what I ran from, which was, hey, now I'm going to 1099 you. Actually, you're an independent contractor, but show up when you need to. And so I was like, no, no, ladies, we got this. Like, this is how you do it. But really what I did was like, I'm going to make a place that everyone can be employees so that moms can do what they want to do, come in, work, and leave. They don't have to worry about all that other stuff. So, and then 18 months into my business, pandemic, I had a business partner. She's no longer my business partner. Like it, and I had another baby. Like it was just like, boom, boom, boom. I got hit by so many things. And what I realize a trend with us in the beauty industry is we're creatives, right? So a lot of us really do want our own name, our own logo, make our own schedule. So I don't think either or is better than the other. It really is just about your lifestyle. What do you want? Do you want to just walk into a place that has everything stocked and take your clients, make your tips? Or do you want to choose your wax, but then you have to buy your wax? Like all the, you want your own logo, then you have to pay someone to design the logo and then your website for all that to go on. Make your own menus, get your own insurance. It's really just, you got to weigh your options.
Right. And as a mom, sometimes we don't know what we don't know raising a child. And I think it's the same way as a woman. I mean, obviously we're here as a mother talking about that because there are women, and as a employer myself, and again, different scenarios too, I love having those women who want to come to work. I want to support them. I want them to come do their job and leave. Are there others who, you know, because some people don't want what you just mentioned, the logo, the insurance, mm-hmm. the back bar, the time, you know, you and I both know the list just is enormous and never ending on mm-hmm. when you do that. So there's a place for both. 1099 can be a great job too for certain people, and employees another way. So mm-hmm. going back to your story a little bit. So now you found yourself, you took that leap of faith, left the spa, have a couple month old little one, and are navigating those. So, and again, like you said, you had a lot in between, the pandemic hit and you had another baby. How would you describe the differences with, if you can, having the two running your own business? And I'm sure there's a lot in between because of what you mentioned. You have the sweet spot, you have your product line, and being a service provider. Mm-hmm. How did that look now navigating that as a new mom again?
So the first time when I was a new mom and I rented the room down the street from my house, I was so motivated and I was so happy. I loved being a mom. But I was excited and inspired when it clicked, when I was in beauty school, I was like, oh damn, I can really be whatever I want to be. And so that was exciting to me. So when I was breastfeeding, I was working on my website and I was like nerding out on that. I loved that. And my teacher background, you know, running a classroom and having your brand of your classroom, like your theme of your classroom is very much like a brand. So for me, I was like stoked to do that. The second time around, right? So that was 7 years ago. My daughter's seven now. So renting a room part-time, then I need to find a space full-time. Then I wanted to open up something where I can employ people. So let's just hop over that mess, that pandemic situation. Here we go. My daughter is born December 2020. I no longer am under my business name. I no longer have a website, Instagram, nothing. I'm left with a brick and mortar, no online presence. What am I going to do? I knew that the sweet spot was something that was like a quick fix. It was an answer and also just felt right in my soul because salon suites are popular. There was a place that I visited a long time ago that was called the Secret Warehouse. And it was like the same type of thing. And I was like, this is bitching because people, you can work, you can have coworkers, but still be your own thing. And that just felt so in line with what I am because there are other people that are excited about making their own website and menu and I can help them. Yes. So having that mentorship included with helping out all these other independent women who are artists, entrepreneurs, estheticians, whatever, just felt so right to me. But I was exhausted at this point. I did not want to start over. I did not want to rebuild all that stuff. I just wanted to have my baby, you know, and I was mourning the fact too that I didn't get to see my clients for over 7 months. And then I had a baby and I was only able to take 5 weeks of maternity leave because suddenly we were open and I got a wait list of 212 people on it, which I never got through. I ended up having to delete it. So I didn't really get to work on this like branding and opening this business and marketing and stuff because I was like, okay, it's go time. All of my time that I have childcare, I'm working on clients. And then when I'm at home, I'm at home. So it was such a nightmare and it was very depressing. But you know what was cool about having the girls side by side? I could give them a couple minutes of my time and it was like, oh, that's what they needed for something to click and work for them. And, you know, they're posting on social media, tagging the sweet spot, and that's getting my online presence going. So it was like this little group of people that are just supporting each other, but doing their own thing. And it was the best thing that my life needed at my time. So now that I'm in a better spot, I can kind of contribute to that more marketing and being excited about this different type of business that I have. But it is hard still being a service provider. I've had to set really clear boundaries. And the best thing that I ended up doing for myself, when I think my daughter was only like a couple months old and I was like, I can't do it. I can't work all of these days. Like I'm physically exhausted from breastfeeding. My wrists hurt. Now I'm working on clients 24/7. So what I ended up doing is making my clients have a recurring schedule. So if you want to be my client, here are the rules. You come every 4 weeks. Your appointment is every 4 weeks, same time, same place. This is the price. There's no tipping. Your card's on file. So at the end of the day, it's da 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 da. Like I'm not processing payment and I'm not pre-booking and I'm not having these like little conversations in between after the service. I had to completely cut that out. That was a lifesaver. When I was in the treatment room with them, that was my time to focus on them. That was my conversation for them. I walk them out, goodbye. Then I have 30 seconds to reset. Because everyone else has been through trauma in these last couple years. And me too, I kind of got hit with having a baby postpartum and also a business that I no longer had. And so there were questions about that, questions about the baby, everyone's opinion about the pandemic. You know, I was just like, I will not have those little conversations, and I will not be seeing random people who I haven't met any before. So that for me, it was, these are people I know. It was almost like an invite only thing. And it was just kind of crazy. I was lucky that I had, you know, 6 years under my belt of building my clientele that I could do that. But it was like, whoa, reoccurring schedules honestly saved me from not quitting my job, I guess.
I loved everything about what you just said. I want to say that I know there are women listening that feel this with everything within them, because I want to say you just gave other people permission as a mother that it's okay to say no. No, I don't want to do this. And no, I don't want to do it like this. And to understand whatever the dynamics are you are or where you're at within a business or working, starting a business, that as a mother, it's so important to look at your needs, your child's needs, and then obviously form your business around that. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, like, you get an overwhelmed, and the pandemic did that to everybody. So you're in California and we're closed for a lot longer than, say, we were over here on the East Coast. I'm in Florida. I was luckily shut down 2.5 months. So vastly different. But I just loved everything you said, because that just gave somebody permission. And sometimes as a mom, we feel like we must do it all. We do it all. But running a business, like, it's overwhelming to do that, let alone navigate pandemic, raising a new baby, postpartum, being pregnant, whatever it looks like. So that just spoke to me, like, so loud. Like, all I could hear was, wow, it's okay to say no. It's okay. We have to. We're our own advocates. So, like, I applaud you for recognizing what you needed, scary or not, because I know it was scary. And then now you've pressed through. And then I heard you say you basically restructured your whole business and how you wanted it to look. Like, those are the key words. How you wanted it to look. So you navigated a whole new journey by having a clientele that was almost, like you said, invite only. I mean, I think that's just genius. It worked for you, and it allowed you to personally grow as a mother, to be able to have that time with your child, to grow your business however you wanted it to be. And I just think that's genius, because I don't think enough women look at it that way. So thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, I learned right when you said that. I thought, wow, that's something that needs to be shared. It needed to be said. It needs to be said again and again and again, because as women, whether you're running your own business, working in a business, beginning to grow a business, like, it's not easy. No, there's no part of it that's easy. And then looking back at what we've been through for the last 2 years, whether you had a 2-year-old, now that 2-year-old is, you know, going on 4, 4.5, or you were pregnant, or like you, maybe a 2-month-old or whatever it was. Like, I think that it's just so important to find what you want and go for it. Like you said, you did. Mm-hmm. And as a mom, I feel like we're almost like invincible. Like, we can do hard things. I mean, God gave us our bodies to be able to, you know, nurture these children, and gave us a strong mind to be able to do that and multitask. So I love that. And then I also heard, third thing I heard you say was that it's so hard navigating working with the clients. No small talk, because yes, after the past 2 years and you having a baby, there's a lot of small talk. And like we said at the beginning of our conversation, like, there's so many conversations that happen within that treatment room that are so special, mm-hmm. that the talk in between, like you said, your 30 seconds to reset. I call that, like, you got to reset your energy, because we take on so much of what those mm-hmm. clients do, where we have to be so careful. So I applaud you for that too, because you are literally looking out for yourself in so many ways. Like I said, so many women needed to hear that. So thank you, Emily. I definitely think that's genius the way you've done that. Yeah. So where does it stand now? how are you navigating? Here we are 2.5 years post, you know, pandemic, and your little one is now how old?
My little one, she's a year and a half.
Year and a half. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then my oldest, she just started second grade. Wow. Yeah. So the recurring schedule has been life-changing for cancellations because there's a ton of cancellations.
Yeah, there we are.
Because everyone's, you know, daycare got canceled because there was an exposure, like, yeah. Or just, you know, life, like school started, like life is just moms, like juggling everything. Like appointments are just hard to be kept. So my clients know this is their appointment time and day every 4 weeks. So if you can't make that next one, then you'll have to hang on and wait. You have a standing appointment the following month. So then I know, like, okay, I might have a couple gaps today, but that's when my sister, who's been bugging me, I can tell her, hey, you can come in this gap, or my neighbor, or like, so I don't have this like running wait list, or I'm not spending my whole day rescheduling clients because they know if you miss your appointment, you can't get in. Because I'm booked forever because everyone's on recurring clients. But you know, if there's a handful that week and I know, okay, Bella's not going to be in on this day, and she really wants to get in, like I'll send one text if I feel like it. But I'll never forget. I think it was like a Memorial Day Monday. I came into the office because I had so many last minute cancellations that weren't done online. They didn't follow any of my business policies. And I came in because I'm like, well, I'm paying for childcare on this day and I can't just not make money because I will be losing money. So I came in here and I recorded myself and I said, it's Memorial Day weekend. Your kids are at home barbecuing and playing outside in the water. And you're at your office texting and calling and emailing people. Never again. And so that was my promise to me. I was like, I will never again do that. People get so friendly with you in the treatment room that they don't really remember that, hey, you're a business. This is what you do for a living. So one thing I saw that I want to change is on my cancellation and late policy. I'm going to change it to business policies and just have a bullet point, because then you remember, then the client knows, like, it is a business policy. And then it's like, kind of take yourself out of the equation. It's like, oh, our policy here, or at this sweet spot, we do it this way. So it's not personal.
Right.
Just business, baby.
It is. And that's where we get as a business owner. You know, that's the difference between being a contractor or an employee versus the person who's running the whole deal, because it's so many different moving pieces that come to a head per se. So how do you protect your energy not at work? And how many days a week do you work now?
I have 2 days a week that I'm in here and I work long, hard days. And that's not enough because, like I said, I'm managing the sweet spot and I have my product line. So sometimes that gets rolled over into family time or it doesn't get done. And then I don't make any sales and then I get stressed out. So, what I'm working on big time, especially now because I'm pregnant and I'm like, I really need to make sure that I'm healthy, like mentally, energetically, whatever. I just started going to Pilates, that's been helpful. During like in between my clients, that's my time. I can eat some cashews. I can drink my water and I can check my phone because I get worried. It's always on do not disturb. But I get worried, like, what if daycare is calling me? And I just need to make sure that daycare didn't call me, and that will help me breathe through my next appointment. So that is something I am totally working on. And I recognize like that's my a downfall in me. And then there's some days where I get a migraine and I know that migraine is from being stressed out and not meditating or working out or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest takeaway that I can say through my years of doing this and having kids and talking to women on the daily is giving ourselves a profound sense of structure and self-care. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, most women, most moms will go, go, go and do and put everyone else first. And you get it. I get it. But I do see it now that we have to take care. I've been somewhat in your shoes, and I bet you there's at least 90% of the women listening are understanding, like, our health suffers. We don't realize it does. Stress plays such a huge role. I could do a whole podcast on women and stress because I've been there. Mm-hmm. I did it. I had to heal myself from a lot. And the starting point was stress. And then the trickle down effect of what stress does to our body is just huge, huge. It's huge. I could just go on to, like, it literally affects everything. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, the biggest takeaway that for you listening to what you're saying is now you have baby number 3 on the way. You have 2 other children. Like, find your sense of structure, make yourself a schedule. And yes, is it going to be hard at first? Absolutely. But it's going to be worth it. Mm-hmm. So I asked you that. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I asked you that about your days of the week, thinking, do you see clients 2 days a week? And then one day is like, I was envisioning after just, you know, meeting you and talking to you, like, maybe she works 2 days a week. You do one day for your office, like your administrative and then your product line. But no, you work hard a lot and they all are integrated.
Yeah. And they should not be. If I had it my way, Mondays would be my admin days where I'd come in, make sure everything's sorted out. I would plan out my social media across all the platforms I have, double check that things are on my website, they're proper. Double check that there wasn't any weird cancellations that maybe I could fill. And then Tuesdays are my long, hard days on clients. And then Wednesdays, maybe take a couple clients. Thursdays, more admin, content creation, checking in with my DMs. I do a lot of, like, I don't know if mentoring is the right word, but like, people ask me questions about products and I want to try new products. Do I want a day to just try new products? But that's not the case, but I'm working on it. But Fridays have kind of been my days where I do stuff like this. Like, I'm going to go get a facial after this by someone. She has a converted shed in her backyard. And I think that's so cool. And a lot of people started doing that here when all the shutdowns happened. And I'm like, maybe that's a good idea. Like, maybe that's what I want to do. So I'm going to go check it out. But Friday seems to be my, like, creative days where I get stuff done. And right now, Wednesdays and Thursdays, I'm with the kids and that's really fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. So summer. You do have a structure. You just need to narrow it down. I mean, you just told me exactly what your schedule was. So just niche it down to, like, you know, so you feel like your self-care day is your Friday, which I was getting ready to, I heard you going on and I was like, oh man, not going to lecture you, not mom you. But I'm proud of you. And you never know. Like, I love things that come into play. Like, you're going to this woman seeing and you're also treating yourself, but you're learning something new. Like, is this something I need to, you know, and you don't know until you go see and try it out.
Yeah. And I love connecting with other professionals, especially local professionals. But one thing I need is I need an accountability coach. I really love promoting other people. Someone wants me to make a reel for their stuff. Boom. I got it. My stuff, not so much. So unfortunately, like, I have to pay for an accountability coach if I really have some heavy goals that I need to meet, because I need someone to check in with me. I need them to ask me for the homework that I did. Like, and that is helpful. That's a hard thing to admit, you know, but that's just, I learned that about myself and got to do what you got to do.
I love that. But again, I'm just hearing you do things and you're recognizing, like, going back to when I called you out on the other things about saying no and pivoting and changing your business structure up to have the recurring clients. And now you found yourself an accountability coach to hold yourself accountable. Like, you're there. You just need those little tweaks. And I think it's amazing. And I know other people listening are learning from you that it's okay to say no. It's okay to change the structure. It's okay for our businesses not to look like everybody else's, because, you know, it's what works for us and what works for a mother of one versus a mother of 2, 3, 4, or not a mom running a business is very different. It's very different. And we do have to put ourselves first. I don't think we can run a successful business. We can, let me back up. We cannot run a business and be healthy without putting ourselves first. And that's a learned lesson. So I hear you say it. I'm guilty of it. I could tell you 3-4 years ago, you know, I went through it and I've had to work really hard. And now I know I've worked hard on myself to make myself healthy internally, externally, all the things that you don't want to revert back to that person you were.
Yeah. But the key. And then you just kind of feel like a fraud when you're in the wellness and beauty industry, but you're not taking care of yourself.
That's, I mean, I preach it to my clients and I preach it to my staff. Mm-hmm. Why wasn't I preach it to my kids? So yeah. Why was I not doing it? And so I'm just like you, like Fridays are my days that are my self-care days. I mean, granted, I might get my nails done here or, you know, just thing, but I do put it out there because it's that 30 minutes, that hour, that 2 hours of our time as a creative, it sparks more creativity. Mm-hmm. It allows our body to relax. It brings closure to certain things, or it allows us to expand or contract on whatever we may need to be doing.
Or even if you're not a creative, if you're just a mom and you have a job, you have to be at some place at some place at some time and be professional. Like, you need self-care and you need it good. Like,
okay. So tell me, as we start to wrap up, what's one piece of advice you would give to another beauty professional who is either pregnant or a mother who's considering working in our industry?
Give yourself an extra 30 minutes before you have to be somewhere, because the baby will spit up on you. The baby will have a blowout, or even when they're 7 years old, you'll get them buckled up in the car. And then all of a sudden they're going to be like, Mom, I have to go potty, or Mom, I forgot something. Like, the other day I was leaving and my baby took a glass off of the table, she climbed up on the table, grabbed a glass of water and threw it. And I'm like, okay, well, so now there's water and glass everywhere. And I have to, it was just like, you always have to add 30 minutes onto your day, but that's kind of like a life thing. Like, that's from now on. Right.
Yeah.
But you know, one thing, like when my friends or family or people get pregnant and they know I'm a mom, like they say, okay, what's a piece of advice you have for me? And I always tell them, don't listen to anyone. Don't listen to anyone or their advice. You have to listen to yourself. You have to do what's best for you and your family. If co-working or co-sleeping works for you, then co-sleep. Don't listen to everyone else. Just do what works for you. If you need to take 6 months of maternity leave because this is a hard transition for you, then take 6 months of maternity leave. Don't listen to your clients that are begging for you to come back. Don't listen to your coworkers that miss you. Do what works for you. And don't get caught up in Instagram and the beauty industry on Instagram and like all these people, keys to my new space, picking out paint colors. Like, no, there's nothing wrong with being an employee, and there's nothing better. Like, it's not better to get those keys. And that's no, do what works for you. You can do that in 10 years or 5 years or 1 year today, right now. Just do what keeps you happy and healthy, because motherhood it's hard, but it goes so fast, you know, and you get one childhood. Your child gets one childhood, but you as a mom, you also only get one motherhood. So enjoy your motherhood. Take the baby for a walk on the stroller with all your girlfriends or maybe moms that you met in a mom group. Like, it goes so fast. They're only going to be in a stroller for like a year and then it's gone. So do it.
We prepare for so long, like becoming a mom, all the things, buying all the stuff. And then the baby gets here and you think that they're going to be a little newborn for like forever because they're this fragile little baby. And then before you know it, they're 6 or 8 or 9 months old. You look back and then, and that you look forward, or you get to the point and they're 2.5 years old. And then before you know it, they're going to kindergarten or second grade. It goes by so fast and we get caught up in it. And working in an industry that's predominantly women who work in and we service. I mean, yeah, I love that you put that way. Do what works for you, because I would agree. Mm-hmm. You know, again, it doesn't all look the same for everybody.
Not at all. And it really truly doesn't look the same for each kid. Both my babies were polar opposite. So
And so again, and then, but see, I love that you said that because also you're a different person than you were with that first baby because you change just through your life exposures and parenting. So then you parent your next child, especially if they're, you know, any length of time. And so now your third baby is going to come along and it's going to be vastly different because you're now a different person and that's okay. We live and learn. Mm-hmm. Well, I have truly enjoyed chatting with you. I feel like we have a part two potentially to be continued because there's so many, you and I, so many things I feel like we didn't touch on that we should. But until then, will you go ahead and tell everybody again where they can find you? And I will link all that in the show notes as well.
Oh, yeah. Best place to reach me is on my Instagram because I can do it easy as a mom while I'm breastfeeding. My website is thebrowfox.com. It's mostly up to date. If you're a professional, there's a professional tab on there. And I have some resources there for professionals like a cancellation policy and contracts and just stuff that I worked on for years that I'm like, I think everyone needs this. I'm going to add that on there. Yeah. And then products too for the product line. Yeah, so yeah, the Brow Fox.
You've got a lot of great stuff. Yeah. So I'll tag all that. That is awesome. And I know that's a wealth of information that's definitely needed. We didn't get to tag on that. So with that being said, I say thank you.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's the show for today, friend. I hope you enjoyed chatting with Emily just as much as I did. And if you love the podcast, would you please take a quick 20 seconds, rate and review the show? That would do me so much good in growing and reaching other women just like you who need to learn from some of these amazing, amazing guests that I am so honored to have on the show. And if you or anyone you know would be a great fit for this show, have them shoot me a DM over on Instagram at Mama Knows Beauty Biz Podcast. Until next time, I wish you the very best day. See you soon.